and welcome to Naked World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. The objective of this podcast is to uplift, inspire, motivate, and encourage personal growth and introspection. Naked World Podcast is broadcasted twice weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday at 1500 hours, 3 p.m. Beijing time, and published on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and some major podcast platforms. I'm your host, RJ. This is episode 4 of season 1 in our series on personal development and growth. Today we want to focus on the theme, believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is a critical step on the way to success because it creates our behaviors. Think about this. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Why? Because if you don't believe that you have the capability of achieving a certain goal, then you aren't going to start taking action towards that goal. It's as simple as that. But if you do believe that you have the capability of achieving a certain goal, then you are going to instinctively work harder towards achieving that goal. You may not have achieved that goal yet, but you know that you are going to. There is no other option. Okay, before we go deep into this topic, let us listen to some music. I'm sure you enjoyed that piece of music. You're listening to Nakik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Nakik World Podcast. Our topic is believe in yourself. Before the music break, I said believing in yourself is a critical step on the way to success because it creates our own behaviors. Now, why is believing in yourself important? Let me give you some reasons. Firstly, you will be more positive about your own future if you believe in yourself. You will be more motivated to get things done if you believe in yourself. You will feel more satisfied with life if you believe in yourself. You will be more aware of your abilities if you believe in yourself. Your faith will increase if you believe in yourself. Generally, you will be happier and more confident when you believe in yourself. See, there are a lot of factors that will contribute to our success, but the biggest factor that will be determining whether we achieve something significant or not is believing in ourselves, or what some would say, self-belief. You have to believe in yourself first before anyone else ever does. And you have to do it more than anyone else ever will. A lack of belief in ourselves will limit us no matter how great the ideas, opportunities are that we are exposed to. I want to repeat that. A lack of belief in ourselves will limit us no matter how great the ideas or the opportunities are that we are exposed to. Let us take a break and listen to some music. That was a nice piece of music, and I'm glad, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well. You're listening to Nakik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Nakik World Podcast. Believing in yourself is the first step to success. How do we do this? How do we strengthen our belief in ourselves? Firstly, we must have confidence in our own abilities to get something done. If we don't believe in ourselves, no one else ever will. Just think about it. Would someone hire somebody who can't even believe he or she is capable of doing the work? Or someone has no confidence in their own abilities? What do you think someone would ever hire such a person? So let's say you have an idea, a business idea, and you want to ask investors to invest in your idea, and you don't even believe that it will work. People won't invest. They won't support you. The first thing is to absolutely believe that the concept, the idea that you've got is going to succeed. That you are going to succeed. Otherwise, no one will ever trust you or believe in you. So it's very important that we have confidence in our own abilities to get something done. That's the first thing. Secondly, let's develop positive attitudes. Ignore negativity around us. It helps us to believe in ourselves. Once we've developed self-belief, we will realize that the only thing that separates you from your goal and your destination is time, first of all, and hard work. And if you have self-doubt, will always make you see the worst case. If you have a negative attitude, this is not going to work. But believing in yourself will make you see the best outcome and work towards it because you believe in yourself. You don't see negativity around every corner and you come up with an idea and at first you shoot it down yourself. It's very hard to put a man down who believes in himself and knows what he can do. It would be a waste of your time to even tell him that he can't do it. If that man believes in himself and has the confidence. The third point is, treat yourself well. We tend to be very harsh with ourselves. If we make mistakes, be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. We treat other people with respect and dignity. Let us treat ourselves in the same way. Treat yourselves with dignity. Don't be too hard on yourself. If you make a mistake, it's a mistake, let's move on. But treat yourself well. Don't do unto yourself what you won't do unto others. To thine own self be true. Treat yourself well. And obviously, very importantly, stay motivated. And a tip, let me give you a tip. To ensure that you stay motivated, always remember why you're doing what you are doing and what you want to achieve. Remember why you want to achieve this and why you set out to achieve this particular project or whatever it is that you want to do. Reinforce your motivation by reminding yourself, of a simple slogan. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Stay motivated. It helps you to believe in yourself. Then, it always helps to expand your knowledge. The more you know, the more you believe you can do better. If you expand your horizon, push yourself to actually become better. I'm not saying everyone should now rush off and go and enroll in a course. Just read, watch, listen, learn about the complexity of life around you. The more knowledge you gain, the better for you. You will gain knowledge and acquire experience that will make you a better person. So expand your knowledge. Expanding your knowledge strengthens your belief in yourself. And gaining knowledge is part of making progress in life in any case. If you don't believe that it's possible to make new things work or learn new things, then it's very, very hard to make any progress. So be a continuous learner, continuous student. They say, we're never too old to learn. Let's keep that motto going in our lives. Let's always take the opportunity wherever we are. Even if we learn from fools, we learn from our own negative experiences. We expand our knowledge. Make a mistake, you say, now I know what not to do next time around. I've learned. You know, even people that you maybe don't agree with. People that maybe set bad examples. Learn. Say yourself, well, you know, now I know what not to do. I'm not going to do it the way he or she is doing it. Learn from it. And then maybe finally, in terms of strengthening your belief or believing in yourself, it's a very simple notion. Continue to keep the faith. Remember, when you go through rough patches, remind yourself you are not alone. Place your trust in your Heavenly Father. Keep the faith. By keeping the faith, you're strengthening the belief also in yourself. Yes, we are taught to believe in Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God the Father. So believe in yourself as well. Because that belief, if you believe in yourself, it strengthens your faith. Because you know, I had a brother, and he's not, say, the best of guys around. He's got his fair share of struggles. But the one thing he used to tell me all over, doesn't matter what situation and condition he finds himself, he says, I know my God. And he has gone through some rough patches. I've learned a lot from him. Keep the faith. Let's take a break and listen to some music. A nice piece of music again. You're listening to Nakik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Nakik World Podcast. We've explored quite a bit on this topic of believing in yourself. Believing in yourself is the beginning of your journey. Nothing will work if you don't believe in yourself. Yeah, I've got some patterns that sometimes undermines our self-belief or self-esteem as well. And I want you to listen to this and see if it applies to you. Number one, this all or nothing type of thinking. You see things either as good or bad. Okay, let me give you an example. If I don't succeed in the stars, I'm a total failure. Have you all ever thought like that? All or nothing. It's like, if I don't do this, I'm a total failure. These are part of the patterns that influence our self-belief. Let me give you another example. You know, you filter things mentally. You mentally and you distort your view of a personal situation. For example, you say to yourself, I made a mistake on that report, and now everyone will realize I'm not up to the job. No. These are all things that impact on your self-belief. Or you jump to negative conclusions so easily. For example, my friend hasn't replied to my email, so I must have done something to make her angry. Just jumping to the negative conclusions. Or even negative self-talk. You undervalue yourself, put yourself down. I don't deserve anything better, you tell yourself. Let us replace these negative or inaccurate thoughts with accurate and constructive thoughts. Like I said, positive self-affirmation. Try these strategies. Use hopeful statements like, even though it's tough, I can handle the situation. You treat yourself with kindness and encouragement, as we said earlier. No, if you did a presentation and it didn't go well, tell, well, it's tough. I can handle the situation. Forgive yourself, as we've mentioned already. Now tell yourself, I made a mistake. That doesn't make me a bad person. No, avoid should and must statements. If you find that your thoughts are full of these words, you might be putting unreasonable demands on yourself and on others. Remove these words from your thoughts. You know, should and must. Focus on the positive. As we said, consider what you've learned. Relabel upsetting thoughts. You know, you don't need to act negatively to negative thoughts. Instead, think of a negative thought as a signal to try a new, healthier pattern. Ask yourself, what can I think and do to make this less stressful? And encourage yourself. Give yourself credit for making positive changes. For example, you know, my presentation might not have been perfect, but my colleagues ask questions and they remain engaged, which means that I accomplished my goal. You know, believing in yourself is one of the most important choices you can make. It is a choice that can lead to great mental and psychological benefits. Great psychological benefits if you make the right choice. You can decide to believe in yourself or not to believe in yourself. The choice is yours. In conclusion, I would like to end with a quote from Napoleon Hill. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. I'm going to repeat that. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. That brings us to the end of episode 4 of season 1 of our series on personal growth and development. I want to thank you for all the emails and inboxes that we've received since we've launched this podcast. And I must be honest, when I was asked by the NACIC World team to support them, to assist in launching and hosting this podcast, I was very skeptical. I thought it wouldn't work. But I must say, I'm very glad that I've accepted the challenge and the opportunity that they've given me to contribute to the personal growth and development of their followers and our listeners. In closing, I want to give credit and thank the choir and orchestra of the New Apostolic Church Southern Africa for the wonderful and uplifting music. I hope you have all enjoyed this wonderful music. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to NACIC World Podcast. Our social media handle at NACIC World. Until next time, goodbye from a lovely Beijing in mainland China, till we meet again.